Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Kerr Carpenter and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Today, I will be reading an excerpt from Toni Morrison's Beloved. The novel follows formerly enslaved Black Americans as they grapple with the trauma of slavery and the cruelty of racism in Reconstruction America. This section is a vivid reimagination of the Sermon on the Mount. Listen this afternoon and hear the wisdom in these words. When warm weather came, baby Suggs, Holy, followed by every Black man, woman, and child who could make it through, took her great heart to the clearing, a wide open place cut deep in the woods. Nobody knew for what at the end of the path, known only to deer and whoever cleared the land in the first place. In the heat of every Saturday afternoon, she sat in the clearing while the people waited among the trees. After situating herself on a huge, flat-sided rock, baby Suggs bowed her head and prayed silently. The company watched her from the trees. They knew she was ready when she put her stick down. Then she shouted, "Let the children come." They ran from the trees toward her. "Let your mothers hear you laugh," she told them, and the woods rang. The adults looked on and could not help smiling. Then, "Let the grown men come," she shouted. They stepped out one by one from the ringing trees. "Let your wives and your children see you dance," she told them, and the ground life shuddered under their feet. Finally, she called the women to her. "Cry," she told them, "for the living and the dead, just cry." And without covering their eyes, the women let loose. It started that way, laughing children, dancing men, crying women, and then it got mixed up. Women stopped crying and danced. Men sat down and cried. Children danced, women laughed, children cried until, exhausted and riven, all and each lay about the clearing, damp and gasping for breath. In the silence that followed, baby Suggs, Holy, offered up to them her great big heart. She did not tell them to clean up their lives and or go and sin no more. She did not tell them they were blessed of the earth, its inheriting meek or its glory bound pure. She told them that the only grace they could have was the grace they could imagine, that if they could not see it, they would not have it. Here, she said, in this here place, we flesh, flesh that weeps, laughs, flesh that dances on bare feet in grass. Love it hard. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will take the roll. Representative Homeland. Representative Fielder.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I punched in, but it didn't show up.
We got you now.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Marler.
I'm here, but my vote status reads closed. Mr. Chair, my voting console is not working.
Mr. Speaker, 97 representatives are present. Representative Staffman and Whiteman-Pena are excused, and Gunderson are excused.
The quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Representative Bertoglio.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank our House pages. They did an outstanding job this week, and I hope that they have been inspired by the legislative process and go back and make a positive difference in their communities. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Wendy Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to rise on a point of personal privilege.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker and members, one of our colleagues had a call back to Busby last night, and after finding out that she had lost her brother, that's why she was excused. And Mr. Speaker, if I may request a moment of silence on her behalf.
So ordered. Thank you, Representative. Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to be on the record and in the journal for a special announcement.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On this date, January 15th in 1945, Leo J. Powers from Alder Gulch, Montana, was presented with the Medal of Honor for conspicuous bravery during the Battle for Monte Cassino in 1944. One of six Montanans who have been awarded the Medal of Honor, we today should thank God that such men lived. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you for your service. Order of business number one, communications and petitions.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Business and Labor, recommend that House Bills 64, 65, 66, 74, 76, and 80 do pass. Signed, Representative Mark Nolan, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, recommend that House Bill 120 do pass and 108 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Ross Fitzgerald, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Judiciary, recommend that House Bills 73, 105, 124, do pass, and 56 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Barry Escher, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Human Services, recommend that House Bill 38, 51, and 60 do pass, and 70 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Dennis Lenz, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Taxation, recommend that House Bill 53 do pass, and 111 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Becky Baird, Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number three, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number four, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives that the following Senate bills and Senate joint resolution were on this day read three several times and passed title and history agreed to and are herewith transmitted to the House for concurrence. Senate Bill 19, Keith Regeer. Senate Bill 28, Solomon. Senate Bill 50, Sands. Senate Joint Resolution 1, Smith. Signed, Marilyn Miller, Secretary of the Senate. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number five, messages from the governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number six, first reading commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bills 161 through 171 are introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. All are posted. Mr. Speaker, Senate Joint Resolution 1 and Senate Bills 19, 28, and 50 have been read first time and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number seven, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. I appoint Representative Garner, Chair of the Committee of the Whole for the day.
Members of the committee, you will please be in order. And for those online, please log in on your Zoom and virtual vote console with the RSA token. Let's give them just a minute to make sure they're in. Are we ready to go? Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 29. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 29, introduced by Trebus, a bill for an act entitled An Act Adopting the Most Recent Federal Military Laws, Regulations, and Codes Applicable to the Governance of the Montana National Guard, amending section and providing an applicability date, Mr. Chair.
Representative Trebus, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 29, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This reoccurring housekeeping bill allows Montana to adopt as state law the most recent version of federal military laws and regulations and apply them to the National Guard of the state, including the Uniform Code of Military Justice. This is a recurring bill as a result of the Montana Supreme Court's holding that the legislature may only adopt existing federal laws and regulations that's state law, and as opposed to the legislature may not adopt changes in federal law prospectively. Section 10-1-104 provides the Montana National Guard, which has both state and federal missions, with continuity primarily in the areas of personnel and disciplinary proceedings. This bill simply changes two dates, substituting October 1st, 2021 for October 1st, 2019, in subparts 1 and 2 of Section 10-1-104. The changes are needed to ensure that Montana adopts as state law those military-related federal laws and regulations that have changed since Section 10-1-104 was last amended in 2019. In 2019, the Montana legislature amended these same subparts and substituted October 1st, 2019 for October 1st, 2017.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Checking online one last time, is there discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor is waived off. There being the question now arises on the motion of Representative Trevis that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 29, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee ballots?
Mr. Chair, Representative Staffman and Whiteman Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Thank you. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Did we record the one online? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye.
House Bill 29 is passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 58. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 58, introduced by Karjala, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Extending the Application of the Bond Validating Act, Amending Section and Providing an Immediate Effective Date. Mr. Chair.
Representative Karjala, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 58, I recommend the same do pass.
Representative.
Some of you might find the bill title familiar because the Bond Validation Act has been approved and extended by previous legislatures as far back as 1947. All this bill does is extend the act to cover bonds issued since April 18, 2019 and confirm the validity of bonds and securities issued by public bodies and to cure any irregularities such as technical or procedural errors like spelling. It does not disregard intentional wrongdoings. It does eliminate the need for an individual investor to hire an attorney to examine all the proceedings under which the bonds were issued. Public body includes a county, city, town, public district, irrigation district, drainage district, special improvement district, or any other political or governmental subdivision of the state. Public body also includes the Board of Public Education, the Board of Regents of Higher Education, the Board of Examiners, the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, and the State Transportation Commission. Each legislature is required to extend its applicability to any bonds that were issued after the effective date set by the previous legislature. The 2019 legislature extended the bond to cover bonds issued prior to April 18, 2019. The bill before you will extend the date to cover all bonds issued from April 18, 2019 to the date of passage and approval of House Bill 58. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has waived off. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Karjala that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 58, that it recommend that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee ballots?
Mr. Chair, Representative Staffman and Whiteman Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Same guy. We keep having a problem with him. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye.
House Bill 58 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 81. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 81, introduced by Hamilton, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Generally Revising Laws Related to the Administration of Public Employee Retirement Systems, Administered by Public Employees Retirement Board, Revising Provisions Related to Alternate Payee Rights Under Family Law Orders, Required Benefit Distributions Under Federal Law and Military Service Purchase Eligibility, Clarifying When Guaranteed Annual Benefit Adjustments May Commence, Clarifying the Amount of Guaranteed Annual Benefit Adjustment Payable Under the Public Employees Retirement System Defined Benefit Plan, Clarifying provisions governing long-term disability benefit payments under the Public Employees Retirement System Defined Contribution Plan, amending sections and providing an effective date, Mr. Chair.
What's your pleasure, Representative Hamilton?
Mr. Chair, I move that witness committee does rise to report after having had under consideration House Bill 81 that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I bring you House Bill 81 at the request of the Public Employees Retirement Board. The shorthand of this one, we could call it the General Revisions Bill. Public Employees Retirement Board staff monitor changes that are necessary in the 2 years since our last session and then recommend those changes in this kind of bill format. The revisions that are contained in the bill, actually all of them are in the title, are necessary and advisable for five main reasons. One, federal law might have changed. Secondly, the SECURE Act, which passed in December of 2019. Some catching up with court rulings, aligning with current practice, and then efficiency. So I'm going to do a very quick review. We can go into it in more detail if you're interested. Section one was a change on who can be a beneficiary in a plan. Federal law and current practices make that necessary. Section two is when are you eligible for a GABA adjustment? That just aligns with current practice. Section three, the SECURE Act changed both on page five and page six, some start dates. Sections four and then 9 through 14 deal with the military purchase of pension credits and making that a little bit more in line with federal courts. Section 5, no change there, it's just a clarification. Section 6, it's an efficiency move. In that section, the assumed rate is listed as a specific number, the assumed rate being the expected rate of return on the plan. But the board just wanted to make that saying the currently adopted rate because that rate can change. Section 7 results from the SECURE Act and is just about distribution dates. And then in Section 8, it's a current practice that just clarifies the disability pay applies to deferred compensation folks, deferred contribution folks, just the same as it does to defined benefit folks. So with that, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Is there a discussion? Representative Moore.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to have a question for the sponsor.
Will the sponsor yield?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
I think that's a yes. Representative Moore.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I fully appreciate that there's no fiscal note associated with this from a general fund perspective. Could you provide the committee some assurance that the unfunded liability is not negatively impacted by the measures that we would be considering here today, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair, Representative Moore, yes, I can reassure you that that is the case. There is no fiscal impact from this bill, either in the general fund or the liabilities.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there further discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has waived off. Question now arises on the motion of Representative Hamilton that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 81, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representatives Steffman and Whiteman Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted?
Oh, no. I have not. Sorry. There we go.
Okay. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 90 representatives have voted aye. 9 have voted no.
House Bill 81 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 88. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 88, introduced by Bertolio, a bill for an act entitled An Act Generally Revising Administrative Provisions of the Teacher's Retirement System, clarifying the definition of earned compensation, clarifying employer reporting requirements, revising mandatory distribution provisions to conform with federal law, correcting the reference time period for reporting compensation earned by a disabled member, amending sections and providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
Representative Bertolio, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 88, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Bertolio.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 88, which is a housekeeping and general revision bill, coming to you today at the request of the Teachers Retirement Board, the bill provides clarification and technical fixes to existing law regarding administration of the teacher retirement system, TRS. It also ensures compliance with recent changes to IRS requirements in the following areas. Section 1, page 3, amending definitions to clarify that cash in lieu of a benefit is not reportable as earned compensation. Section 2, page 6, clarifying that monthly reporting of wages is required for active members of TRS and eliminating obsolete language. Section 3 and 4 on pages 7 and 9, adding language to reflect changes to the federal required minimum distribution age as a result of the SECURE Act. RMD age increased from 70 and a half to 72. Section 5, correcting statute to reflect that allowable earnings are tracked on a calendar year instead of fiscal year for disabled retirees that are gainfully employed while receiving their disability benefit. And lastly, Section 6, providing an effective date of July 1st, 2021. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion? Representative Mercer.
I wonder if the sponsor would yield to a question.
Does the sponsor yield?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Representative Mercer.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bertolio, on page 6, Section 2, lines 22 and 23, we are changing language that had a burden on the employer to disclose to the retirement board when a person is eligible and to forward the membership application to the board. Why would we be deleting that responsibility that the employer currently has?
Representative Mercer, Mr. Chair, Representative Mercer, that is actually, they used to give the packet to the, say, the clerk at the school, then the employee would fill out the information, give it back to the teacher retirement system, and now they can do it all online.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Is there further discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Bertolio that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 88, it recommend that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Steffman and Whiteman Pena have voted aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 94 representatives have voted aye. 5 have voted no.
House Bill 88 House Bill 88 found some way to pass second reading. The chair recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee rise and report.
You have heard the motion of Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed vote no. The ayes have it. And so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the committee report.
You have heard the motion to adopt the committee report. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 93 representatives have voted aye.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Garner. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 9, motions. Seeing none, order business number 10, unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to House Bill 157, signed Representative Ron Marshall, sponsor. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to House Bill 158, signed Representative Caleb Hinkle, sponsor. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Lenz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House Human Services today. No House Human Services.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section F, Monday, 8:30 a.m., continuing with House Bill 12.
Representative Bartel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section A, Monday morning, 9 o'clock.
Representative Holmland.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section C, Monday, 9 o'clock, room 317C. We work with the Department of Transportation.
Representative Matt Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section B is off on Monday. Enjoy your long weekend.
Representative Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, Judiciary, but we're going to meet tomorrow morning, Saturday. Just kidding. Monday morning, 8 a.m., 137.
Representative Beattie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations Section E will next meet on Tuesday, the 19th of January at 8:30 and 472 for a work session. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Legislative Administration Committee again next Monday at noon. Bring your lunch. It's in room 152, noon on Monday. Thank you.
Representative Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation will be meeting Tuesday, January 19th, 8:30 a.m. Two bills. Thank you.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section D, 317A, Monday morning, 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can top that. House Business and Labor meets Sunday. No, I'm just kidding. We are not going to meet, Mr. Speaker, Monday. We are meeting on Tuesday, and we have three bills.
Representative Logie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No transportation committee today, no transportation on Monday. Drive carefully on the weekend.
Representative McCaney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No meeting for House State Administration on Monday. See you Tuesday.
Representative Skies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House energy today. And remember, please, House rules on Tuesday, 4 p.m., room 455. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations will not meet today. We will meet Monday at 2.
Representative Burgley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will not be meeting today. Next meeting will be Monday at 3 o'clock.
The cell phone can be retrieved from the Speaker's office for a small fee afterwards as well. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Monday, the 11th legislative day at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion, Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House reconvene at 1 p.m. on Monday, January 18th. The House is adjourned.